did this thought cross your mind to turn your life into a one-man show?
I guess it was maybe about a couple years ago. I mean, I didn't even start writing it until last year, but a couple years ago, you know, I'd always thought about writing something about religion, or, you know, I knew I had a lot of funny stories, and so, yeah, a couple years ago, I would say. Yeah.
How has your family responded to your one-man show?
Well, they're coming to see it on Saturday, which should be interesting. Yeah, because, I mean, it's very touchy stuff, so, I will, I mean, it's not going to be part of the interview, but I'm going to get back to you on that. It's going to be interesting. But I imagine it's going to be mixed, because, you know, I swear a little bit, and that doesn't go over too well, and, you know, and then there's everything about my dad, which is, obviously very fresh, so, you know, there'll probably be some tears and maybe a little anger, but, you know, we're family, we'll get over it, I guess.
Okay, how hard was it to write this? I mean, because some of the topics are funny and they're, you know, interesting, but some of them are, you know, they're really emotional. How hard was it to put all this together?
You know, it's actually harder to perform it than to write it. I wrote it sort of in a controlled environment. Like, I mean, I always wrote it on my own, but I took this the solo show writing class with Matt Hoberman, and it was just a really warm environment. So it kind of eased out a little bit. But I would actually say performing it now in front of people that I know, and even people that I don't, that to me is a little more difficult than the writing of it, for sure.
Okay, after I had seen the show, a bunch of the people that were in the audience were asking themselves if some of the things were maybe embellished, because they just seemed too fantastic. Some of them, like the walk in the forest and things like that.
So yeah.
Is the entire one-man show as realistic, as true to heart as possible?
It is, actually, yeah. I mean, some of the names have been changed. I'll give you one thing, for instance. The guy who got me the audition at the Maury Povich show, he was not Jamaican. He was actually this really flamboyant guy. But I was like, I have so many flamboyant gay guys in the show, I can't have another one.
Yeah.
So, so that's one thing. But everything else, the fourth guy is completely true. He was just this really glazed over looking guy who, yeah, I mean, everything is true. I've just had a lot of weird, crazy things happen to me. I would say, go ahead. No, I was going to say all the major events are true. They just, you know, some names are embellished, and, you know, that's pretty much about it.
Okay, was there one story or one event that you would have loved to put in, but you didn't?
Yes. I mean, people who are coming to see it are reminding me of stories that I could have put in. Just my experiences, you know, to be more specific, like some of my experiences with community theater, were pretty funny. Just, you know, the director wanted us, he directed us by watching a VHS tape of old performances, and that guy was pretty much a character. And then I did this, this workshop in New York City about 5 years ago, and this guy, this director, it gave us these fantastical dreams of everyone's going to go on Broadway, and everyone was kind of like the Pied Piper, and just another, like, interesting, truly a character. And some of the people that surrounded that show were real characters, and, you know, there's a few stories I wish I could tell that kind of related, that I could fit in to a 60 to 90 minute show, for sure.
Okay, what's your favorite part of performing the show?
I think it's either the Ed Sullivan portion with Moms Mabley, or it's the I like the guy that has the stroke. I think that's just really ridiculous and funny and irreverent, but it usually gets a good laugh, and you know.
What are you looking forward to doing in the future? You have this one man show right now, but what are you looking to work on?
Well, I'm looking to workshop this a little more, and put it up for maybe an investor showing, and kind of taking this a little further, and maybe have a commercial run for it. I'm just going to keep auditioning for Broadway shows and for film and TV, and hope something sticks, and I'm going to keep writing. I have a couple ideas outlined already, and I have my hand kind of in producing and writing and acting, and I'm just gonna stay busy until I can't move anymore, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. What do you think has been the reception so far?
It's actually been really good. Everyone really likes the show. They are asking the question, like, is everything real? And then actually some people are like, we're so intrigued, like, we want to see more. Like, this could definitely be a longer show. You know, we want to see, and they're saying, like, I want to see more about your mom and the relationship between your dad and your mom. And then kind of, like, how, you know, a little more in-depth of how you dealt with religion. And so I think actually, you know, I'm having people come back more than once, which is very interesting and very cool. And they like it, and I think they want to see more stories. So,
okay. Considering the life that you've lived, what would your advice be to some young up and coming actors that are trying to make it?
I would just say, you know, sometimes I didn't follow my instinct. I would say just be very smart, follow your instincts, and just work hard, like work your butt off, because there's no shortcuts. Just be nice to everyone. Be nice to everyone and don't take shortcuts. And be nice to yourself.
Okay. You know? Is there anything else that you want to say about your one-man show?
Just that, I mean, there's three performances left, and I've had a good response so far, and I would love to see more and more people in the audience, and I think it can touch a lot of people. I mean, I'm hopefully going to have this a showing of it in a there's a suicide prevention sort of festival, and so I mean I think the show does a lot of things. It's sort of that. It's entertainment. It can help people, and it's just fun. So whatever your reason is for coming, if you're just intrigued, you know, I think it's a worthwhile to come down and check it out, for sure.